A flight is about to leave from London Heathrow Airport to JFK, New York. The flight will cost the airline £20,000. The plane has 100 seats. This means that the average cost to the airline of supplying the flight is £200 per seat. Assume that all but one of these seats have been sold to normal fee-paying passengers. A few minutes before the flight is due to leave, the airline offers this spare seat to one of its employees for the bargain price of £10. There is a benefit arising to the employee, because the employee is receiving a benefit, i.e. a very cheap flight, by reason of his or her employment. The cash equivalent will be the cost to the airline of providing that one heavily subsidised seat to one of its employees. Following Pepper and Hart, we do not take the average cost per passenger of £200. What we do instead is consider the marginal cost. This will be the extra cost to the airline of flying that one extra passenger over to New York. This extra cost should be negligible. Presumably it costs more or less the same to fly 100 passengers to New York as it does to fly 99. There will be a few additional costs, such as one extra in-flight meal or an extra newspaper, but these should be covered by the £10 paid by the employee. As a result, following the principle established by Pepper and Hart, where an employee is using goods or services manufactured or provided by his or her employer, the marginal cost is effectively zero, giving rise to a taxable benefit of nil. Certain chapters of the Benefits Code do not apply if those benefits are provided to an employee who is defined as lower paid and who is not a director of the company. These excluded benefits include company cars and vans, low-interest loans, certain share-related benefits, and certain expenses payments. A lower-paid employee is one earning less than £8,500 in the tax year. The definition only extends to employees, therefore all directors are treated as higher-paid, regardless of their earnings. In order to establish whether an employee earns more or less than £8,500, we need to take account of cash earnings and any payments treated as earnings under the Benefits Code and under the special rules for intermediaries. We shall look at these later. Note that for the purposes of the test, we include expense reimbursements but do not deduct general business expenses, e.g. travel, etc., which are allowable under the expenses rules. If the resulting figure at the bottom is £8,500 or more, we do not have a lower paid employee. In this instance, all benefits and expenses payments will be taxed in the normal way. The above test is designed in this way to prevent a company paying an employee a cash salary of £8,499 and topping up his remuneration package with a number of non-cash benefits and expenses. If an employee is lower paid, certain benefits and expenses will not be charged to tax. Taxable benefits will still need to be reported to the revenue, but this time on a form P9D, as opposed to form P11D. It is far more commonplace for an employer to provide benefits in kind to either directors or employees who are not lower paid, and we will concentrate on these for the rest of this course. Finally in this session, Parts 9 and 10 of the Earnings and Pensions Act 2003 deal with the taxation of pension income and Social Security income. Income from pensions is generally taxable. This will include the state pension and any pension income paid by a former employer, whether in the UK or abroad. If a taxpayer is resident and domiciled in the UK and receives income from an overseas pension, only 90% of the pension income arising is taxable. This 10% deduction rule also applies to overseas government pension paid in the UK. Many Social Security benefits paid to UK taxpayers are exempt from tax. Such exempt sources include bereavement payments, child benefit, council tax benefit, housing benefit, disability living allowances, and working tax credits and child tax credits. There are, however, still a significant number of Social Security benefits which are taxable under ITEPA 2003. These include employment and support allowance, job seekers allowance, statutory maternity pay,
and statutory sick pay.
It is time to finish off by doing some question practice. Here we have an employee. What we want you to do is to identify which of the following forms of remuneration are taxable under the Earnings and Pensions Act. Simply click the ones you think are correct and check your answers by using the button on the bottom of the screen. Let's run through the solution to Bruno. The remuneration taxable under the employment income rules will include, obviously, the salary and the performance-related bonus. The Marks and Spencer vouchers provided to Bruno is also a taxable benefit, as is the interest-free loan. So, by elimination, the dividend paid to Bruno on his shares in Online Tutors is not taxed under the rules for earnings and pensions. If you remember, any dividends paid by a UK company to a shareholder are taxed as dividend income. The profit made by Bruno on the one-off job is not taxed under the employment rules because Bruno is not an employee of ABC PLC. This income will be taxed as miscellaneous income. To determine if an employee earns less than £8,500 per annum, we cannot just look at his cash payments. We also have to add any benefits in kind and expenses reimbursed. Only if this total is less than £8,500 can we say that the employee is lower paid. As far as Chris is concerned, we add together his salary, his bonus, his benefits, and the £200 of business expenses reimbursed. This comes to £8,600. So Chris is not a lower paid employee. As far as Dean is concerned, if we add his emoluments together, you will see that they total £8,400. So Dean will be regarded as a lower paid employee. The significance of this is that in certain circumstances, the benefits in kind of £2,800 will not be taxable on Dean. The correct answer is Dean only, which is answer B. This concludes this introduction to employment income and benefits in kind. In the next session, we will move on and look at how specific benefits are taxed.